A new opera company is growing in Northwest Arkansas. Organizers Richard Christ, Mark Osborne, and David Malice are hard at work founding Opera Arkansas, which has the bold mission of bringing world-class opera to Arkansas. This fledgling nonprofit organization plans to raise $200,000 for the staging of Puccini's La Bohème, which they've chosen as their first production. I sat down with Christ, general director, and Osborne, artistic director, at the studio to discuss their mission, why they think Northwest Arkansas should have a first-class opera company, and how they plan to realize that goal.
Well, what we're trying to accomplish is we would like to see world-class singers here, not just regional talent, but people coming from around the world to sing main stage operas, artists that frequent the Metropolitan Opera, San Francisco, Chicago, Teatro alla Scala in Milan. And at the same hand, we want to have them have a rehearsal period for a couple weeks prior to a staging of a show so that we could actually have singing actors. We would like to actually really put them in the drama, as opposed to a lot of shows now where the singer shows up on Thursday night, they have a very informal rehearsal, and then they do the show with seven people who have all done the show but haven't done the show together. And I think that the difference is the real acting and the real intent behind the characters and the drama, which makes it a completely different package and thing to see. We would like to have a main stage professional opera company right here in Fayetteville. We would like to do fully staged shows with sets and costumes, with orchestra, with principal singers that exist in Chicago, New York, Philadelphia. I think that Arkansas is a big state. We should be able to have the same level of music and art as exists in Chicago or in Dallas or in Santa Fe or in San Francisco. And if you go back and look at the history of some of those programs, for example, Santa Fe, they started on a shoestring. Now they're a major event where people go to Santa Fe every summer just to see the opera.
Opera Arkansas hosted its inaugural fundraising gala in August at Savor Restaurant in Fayetteville. It featured an intimate concert from the likes of Leona Mitchell, a spinto or pushed lyric soprano who has sung with all of the three tenors for four U.S. presidents, as well as for the Metropolitan Opera. Their second benefit takes place tonight in the same location, which is currently transitioning to the new location of Mermaid's Restaurant. The concert will once again feature Mitchell, as well as Mary Jane Johnson, Stephen Mark Brown, David Malice, and Richard Christ, all of whom have performed for internationally acclaimed companies, including the Met, the New York City Opera, and the San Francisco Opera, among many others. The 7:30 performance will give audiences a rare chance to see these performers up close and personal in a space that fits 500, as opposed to a concert hall that seats thousands.
Frequently, you never see this many high-level artists on the same billing or on the same concert. They don't even usually frequent the same opera together, because usually opera, they'll hire one big name, two B names, and it goes on down from there.
In addition to bringing world-class opera to Fayetteville, Christ would like to see Opera Arkansas as a place for nurturing new talent, where up-and-comers can learn from masters of the art.
We also eventually want that use local talent and use young talent and intermingle that with these type of established artists, so that the artists that are established can help the young artists that are on the verge of major careers have a better understanding of this craft. And it's a very difficult craft to learn, and one that takes a dedication of, as they say, the 110%, if that exists.
That fine-honed art may be seen as rarefied by some, one for a specialized audience. But Christ and Osborne argue that the entire community benefits from having world-class opera right in its backyard.
It's a rare art form.
Yeah,
it's one of the most. I mean, why does it benefit our community to go to a wine tasting? Why is it great to go hear a great symphony? Mm-hmm. Why is it good to go see fabulous paintings? You know, we need that in our community. When I lived in New York City in Manhattan, one of my favorite things to do was go to the Guggenheim, walk through there, check it out. You know, walk through Times Square. Anything that you can bring to a community that, you know, it's just like the square in Fayetteville. It's absolutely beautiful. They have the farmer's market on certain days. You can get fresh flowers. It's just like I get excited every time somebody opens a new restaurant, you know.
So what Mark's saying, you know, about art, the art form, of opera is the synthesis of all art forms. It has singing, it has instrumental music, it has theater in it, it has costumes, it has sets, it has ballet. So if you take your entire, especially if you're doing multimedia on top of that and bringing in film, it's a synthesis of all art forms. So it is something that, of course, yes, lots of people here fly to New York, to Dallas, to San Francisco, to Chicago, to London, to wherever, to see the opera. But why not be known in Northwest Arkansas and in the whole state of Arkansas for having that type of opera?
Yeah, it makes it more of a show. And obviously, for example, Mozart. Mozart wrote for every type of music that almost existed at the time. And I think his favorite thing to write was opera.
Tickets for tonight's benefit performance for Opera Arkansas are still available by calling 479-283-1079 or through the Arkansas Philharmonic website, arkansasphilharmonic.org. A second afternoon performance will also take place at 2 p.m. this Sunday at Aaron Arts Center in Bentonville.